First of all, I'd like to honor or congratulate the other honorees today. I'd like to make a special mention to Father Perkington, Monsignor Perkington, and Jake Moore. They were with me for pretty much the whole journey, and so it's really special to be able to share today with them. Sean and Ryan, Mom and I love you so much. You know that. And as Mr. Layshock said, those years that we were here and we were your teachers were really, really special years. I know it's probably not easy to be a teacher's kid, but you did it, and it was just wonderful. Also, as Greg said, we were privileged to teach some nephews and a niece, and that was a really, really special thing. I have a lot of family back there, siblings and in-laws and cousins. I'm going to embarrass somebody, so forgive me, Emily. I have a new daughter-in-law, Ryan and Emily. You can wave. Okay. And now she's going to hate me forever for that. But it's so special. Family is what it's all about. And they've helped me so much these last few years without Karen. There's so many people to thank, and of course I won't start thanking them all because we would be here forever. But administrators, colleagues, staff, parents, you know, it's running a band program. You need all those folks or you can't do it. And there are so many people that Karen and I are both so thankful for all of those years, and they helped us literally to survive. I especially would like to thank the most important people, our students, commonly called our kids. Just like our own kids, our band kids made us laugh. Occasionally they were annoying. Sometimes they made us cry for both good and bad reasons. Teachers frequently lose sleep over their kids, over their students. But we were always so proud of them and for the work that they did. And the music they made, but just also to be around them. It was just phenomenal. And like Greg said, we probably taught thousands of, not students, but our kids. And to help them make that bridge that he talked about, that I believe in and Karen believed in. You know, music and the arts is about us as humans. It's our humanity. And the arts is the way we feel things. And we all have to feel. We don't like some of our feelings, but we have to sit with those feelings. It can be joy, it can be grief, but we have to be with those things. And I think music is one of the best ways to do that. It's human, but it does connect us, I think, to something much bigger than ourselves. And for pretty much all of us here, I think that bigger thing we know is something divine. And so it was always so special for Karen and I to work with our kids and to help them to make that connection. I want to finish by, I want to mention one thing too that I think is really amazing and appropriate, as sad as it is. January 12th of 2017, Karen taught her kids at St. Pat's. And a few hours later, she died. How appropriate is that? That's how she spent her last day. And a few weeks after she died, I made the rounds of all the schools to talk to her kids. And St. Pat's was the first place I went. And it might seem strange to say this, but it was just wonderful. And I want to tell you a story that I debated about telling, but I'm going to, because I think it's important. Because I think it ties everything together with Pius, but also with our faith. A year after Karen died, it was the same week, the anniversary of her death, and I had a dream. And in the dream, I was standing in a room, and I was aware of how silent it was and how quiet it was, and all of a sudden, a light shone down on me, and it surrounded me. And it felt very warm, not temperature, but like a big hug. And something about that light enticed me to go out into the hallway. And I walked out into the hall, and Karen was standing there, smiling at me. And this is where the dream, I think, became a vision. And she was just smiling at me, and she looked radiant. She looked so beautiful. She was translucent, and this light just surrounded us. And she was wearing colors that I've never seen before. They don't exist. You all probably think I'm nuts, but they were the most beautiful colors I've ever seen. And I've often tried to find those colors in our world, and I can't. It was incredible. And she just kept smiling at me. And I asked her two questions. First of all, when I walked out and saw her, of course, I was just stunned. And I said, "Is it really you?" And she said, "Yes, it's me." And then I asked her a question that I sometimes laugh about. Because, of course, I knew that Karen had died, and that's why she hadn't been around. But my next question was, "Where have you been?" And she just kept smiling at me. And what she said was, "I've been here all along." And then I woke up. And I sat on the edge of the bed, just trying to like, what was that? What just happened? And I was thinking, I really saw her. You know, I know we all have dreams that we think were real. This was even more than that. And I can't describe it. It happened. And so after I sat there for a bit, I wrote it all down in my journal so I wouldn't forget anything. And then I emailed two people here at Pius, a very, very good friend that I knew would understand. And I emailed Father Meisenberg, who's standing in the back, and I'll never forget part of his response. He said, "Mike, you didn't have a dream about Karen. You had a vision of Karen in heaven." And I believe that to this day. And I didn't really realize it, like I'm like, well, I need to mention that the room I was standing in when the light first appeared was the band room, the music room. And when I walked out into the hallway, it was just outside those big old wooden double doors that lead in and out of the band room. She was standing in the hallway right outside of the band room. And I'm thinking, why did she come to me at Pius? She could have come to me in our home. There are some very, very special places in Colorado that we visit a lot, that we honeymooned. If you know Karen at all, it would have made sense for her to visit, to be at Disneyland, because that was Karen. She's the total Disney person. And then later, and especially after this Hall of Fame, I got thinking, this is the place that we were mom and dad. This is the place we were an aunt and uncle. And this is the place where we made music with all our kids. So I realized, where else would she show up? So I just need to thank you all so much. This means so much to me. And I know, remember, Karen said I've been here all along. And I know she's here right now. Thank you very much.